Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Farmers are being encouraged to get registered with the Rural Agriculture Development Authority, RADA, which is a requirement under law if you are engaged in crop production or animal rearing. It also enables farmers to legally issue produce receipts for all sale of agricultural produce. Stay with us to find out more. I'm Anjuwe James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
I am Sergeant Damien Harry from the Prairie Larceny Prevention Unit. Under Section 2A of the Agricultural Produce Act, every person in the business of trading, growing, or rearing agricultural produce must be registered with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority. Under Section 14 of the Agricultural Produce Act, a receipt must be issued for the sale of agricultural produce except for domestic purposes. You may purchase a receipt book at any parish office of the Jamaica Agricultural Society once you're a registered farmer.
A message from the Prairie Larceny Prevention Coordination Unit, ensuring Jamaican farmers reap what they grow.
Hey, my son, come help your old man put them potatoes up on the truck.
All right, Pops. Pops, you have your receipt book?
No, son. What about receipts from Farmer Joe?
But Pops, that's not legal. I hear on the radio that once you're involved in trading or in the business of growing or reaping agricultural produce, you need to get registered with RAD at any of them parish office. And once you decide to buy, sell or export, you need a produce license and a receipt book. You must give the receipt to anybody who buy from you.
Then, which law that under?
The Agricultural Produce Act, Pops. If you have the receipt book, the police can better assist if them thief your goods.
Oh. So, where may I go get the receipt book now?
You get it at any JS office in the parish where you live, or the parish where you do business, once you have your produce license.
Oh.
If you or someone you know is unregistered and you want to access the myriad of benefits by changing your status, here's a reminder of how to get registered. Visit your RADA parish office and fill out an application form.
A farmer wants to be registered by RADA, attends to the office, or if he's visited by an extension officer out in the field, and there's an application form that the extension officer uses to collect the information. And we collect a lot of personal information about the farmer, and we also collect information about the properties that he owns, and also information on the crops and or livestock that he grows or that he services.
Project Manager for the Agricultural Business Information System, ABIS, Fred Anderson. Submitting your TRN and a valid ID, that is a voter's ID or driver's license, along with your completed application form will also greatly assist the process. And now for our proverb of the day. If you're born fi hang, you can drone. And this means, a man can't be killed in any manner other than that in which he was destined to die.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Human trafficking is a serious thing. Empty promises.
It's not a game thing and a ring ding. Beware. Human trafficking. Modern day slavery. A worldwide criminal activity.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do about it?
Spot them. Stop them. Expose them.
Them are destroy the youths. Exploitation in our nation. Open up your eyes.
National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Seriously.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuwe James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.